Wisconsin passed the marriage amendment this fall, in effect banning gay marriage and civil unions. Fair Wisconsin led the effort to defeat the amendment, which was approved by 59% of voters. Interim Executive Director Joshua Frecker says the group sees the need for an ongoing statewide voice advocating for fair treatment of LGBT residents and their families. For instance, Frecker says they'll work toward getting domestic partnership benefits for state employees.
What the amendment does is it, you know, clearly takes marriage for gay couples off the table and also civil unions that are substantially similar to marriage. But we do think that it may be possible to have maybe basic protections, for example, some kind of domestic partner benefits that allow committed couples to provide, have medical decision-making power for each other.
Frecker says they do fear passage of the amendment will embolden their opponents. Already there have been emails to Madison Council members asking the city to overturn partnership benefits there. Frecker says they'll ask backers around the state to let them know of other similar efforts.
Someone claims, you know, contest a will or something like that, or if someone claims that some kind of other document or health, you know, healthcare proxy is invalid. We want to hear about it because we want to make sure that we try to fight those efforts.
Frecker says the group knows there's no hope of overturning the amendment in the courts or voting booth in the near future, but says maybe in 10 years. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.